hello or
Dio Boom.
It's that. I'm never sure if it's on because I'm yeah, it was on. Hello or Dio Boom.
That's where you say I finish your sentences for
you. You don't.
No, I don't.
Do you?
No.
You don't ever?
Never finish your sentences.
No.
No.
Right. I'll tell you for day four, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Paul Hopkins, Claire Randall. So what's day four then?
Lyrics.
Lyrics.
Songs you like purely because of the lyrics.
So even if the music's absolute
pants. Even if the music is absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And actually, that's a really hard one because generally, if the music is really awful,
yeah, yeah,
you're not going to listen to it long enough to hear the lyrics. So the chances are you may have seen them written down somewhere and then like them because of that, that kind of thing.
Oh, I've got a good one. I don't need to throw it in here just to give everyone a clue. I won't then.
Wow. Is it awful?
No. It's a song that I was gobsmacked as to the lyrics.
We watched gobsmacked? That's an awful expression.
We watched on the mouth smacked. Oh, surprised.
Yeah.
I watched on The X Factor the other day and someone did an acoustic version of that song. And I just couldn't believe it. Never had I understood or really the lyrics, just the chorus. And I just thought, it's so rubbish.
Mm.
But actually, the lyrics are very cool. I was like, oh my Lord, that's never the case, is it? They were not the lyrics.
Oh.
So I'm going to go and do a little bit of homework on that one. And I've given myself enough of a clue to kind of remember it when I come to it. So songs with that you love the lyrics but hate the melody, maybe, yeah?
Well, you don't necessarily have to hate the melody.
But you didn't like it as much.
But it wasn't, you listened to it purely because of the lyrics.
Okay, and the lyrics kind of were the thing that drew you.
Yeah.
And always draw you into that particular song, all those songs.
Yeah.
As many as you like.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right then. And don't forget, you can follow us with, or Octava, on Audio Boom with Octava Topics and Twitter
on at Octava Topics.
Yeah.
And if you still have ideas, we're still open to suggestions. You know, the door isn't closed, so you can still let us know.
Although this will be when it's sort of October day three, we'll have already come up with four. I mean, you'll have already come up with some. We'll be there, won't we?
Yeah, of course. But
this
I mean,
we're doing time warp at the moment because this is still September. We're
preempting so that people can start preparing. If
prepare.
Because I quite fancy my October day two, one.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
To build my round the world trip.
And we were advised, weren't we, by good people to get these out.
We were.
People thinking. And it's really good. It's really making me think about what we want to do for my own as well.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right.
Speak soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.